can you multiply everything you have? Many of us need more money, love, favor, and grace. So many people strive to get more. Some steal, lie, and cheat, and swindle others. Some become workaholics, and others sacrifice their integrity for a nice car. Have you ever met people who would sell their souls for money? The Bible tells us a dreadful story of a young man who sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank and arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Genesis 25. The birthright was the blessing of the father and a double inheritance. But Esau didn't place any value on this unique blessing, reserved only for the eldest son. He traded it for a little food. It looks like he was driven by his immediate appetites instead of a future blessing. In America, we call this being short-sighted. When I was young, I heard it a million times from my dad. Work hard now so you can play later. Although I now know that he was speaking the truth, I just couldn't or wouldn't grasp it as a teenager. Unfortunately, I made some mistakes that cost me money and self-respect. Have you ever been short-sighted like me? And what did it cost you? After I accepted Christ, I started to learn the secret of true happiness and fulfillment. I started to give things away with a long-term vision in mind. I gave my time, talents, and even my favorite cowboy boots away to another college student. I gave my car away at the age of 20 to a single mom who needed help. I discovered that true wealth came from giving, not taking, sharing, not hoarding in fear. The Bible told me to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moss and vermin do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew 6:20. It also promised that all my giving would return to me. Matthew 13 says, still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 30 times, 60 times, or 100 times. The secret of multiplication is giving. I hope and pray that you'll take the bold step to think and live with a long-term mindset. Believe you're a miracle, because you are. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.